My name is Brianna Feline, and I am a musician.
Well, I've been involved in music since I was a little kid. I started playing piano in fourth grade, fifth grade, somewhere in there. And I've always, like, messed around on the piano, because we've had a baby grand, since before I was born. But, I started, like, being really serious about it and playing, like, taking guitar lessons and stuff when I was in seventh grade, right after I got my guitar for Christmas, which was my favorite present of all time. I always wanted to play guitar because I thought that people who play guitar were super awesome. And so I decided that guitar would be really fun, and I'd been admiring the sucky guitar in Target for the past couple months, and I'm like, Mom, I really want to learn how to play guitar. And so she got me a guitar for Christmas. Well, Santa got me a guitar for Christmas. I wanted an instrument that could better, like, that was easier to play while singing and stuff, because that's what I really loved. I always wanted to take voice lessons since I was, like, a little girl, and I loved to sing, and I was terrible at it when I was a kid. But I was always afraid to ask my mom. I don't really know why. She's always been really supportive. But I was afraid to ask my mom for voice lessons. And so I actually didn't ask her until ninth grade during a solo ensemble, which is a contest it's a contest you can do instrumental or vocal, and I wanted to sing, and so I did, and McIntyre helped me out for a while, and then I was talking to my mom, I'm like, Mom, I really need to get a voice teacher, so we went to UMKC, and we found a great voice teacher. I'm in choir at Visitation with the adults, and two of them are involved in lyric opera. One of the, a teacher for Ginger Frost Honors Artist is in my choir, and her name is Sylvia Stoner. And so Sylvia said that, you know, you should take opera camp this summer, and I'm a part of a program called the Ginger Frost Honors Artist, and we give free voice lessons, and I think you'd be a great candidate for it. I checked it out, and I did that, and little did I know that I was getting into so much more than just, like, summer camp Hansel and Gretel, because then I ended up becoming an honors artist, the Ginger Frost Honors Artist, and I got invited to audition for The Giver, and I ended up doing that, and it's a big commitment. Opera is a very interesting form of self-expression, because you sing everything that you say. Like, you're singing about things like green dogs. Shoes of leaf green, hose of tea green, coat of aqua green, gloves of metal green, that I never would be seen. It's a bizarre experience. It's completely crazy, but in some ways, it's completely amazing. Because you are singing everything you say, and by singing it and by, you know, hitting certain notes or taking certain rests, it's like you're further explaining what you're trying to say. Songwriting is my favorite thing in the entire world. I love writing songs. Some songs you write and you think, wow, this is really good. And then 5 days later, you're looking like, why did I think this is good? This song sucks. Or you write a song and you're like, this song is horrible. And then, you know, you look at it 2 months later and you're like, you know, it's not so bad. Just change a lyric here and there. A lot of times it depends on your mood. And like when I'm really feeling something really strongly, it's when I can write like a song that's semi-decent, and I'm definitely not an expert songwriter, but, yeah, writing songs it's so fun, and it's very different, and lots of people have different processes, and, you know, I've been writing songs with the band, and that's a different thing altogether, because then you have three opinions on how a song should go, and where it should lead.
You can do it. I like the lower one you did. I just wanted
do
more.
A three part there.
The only thing you've sung.
The only thing I sing in this. That's okay.
Should it be A B A B or?
Quick switch. It's never played my song that night. Okay, so. Yeah.
whether or not this should rhyme.
I don't like that. I don't like that either. I don't. I think we were writer's blocked and we just put
Yeah.
It gets even more complicated, but it's so worth it because it's so fun and you get to really, I don't know, you get to know yourself, you get to know other people. Okay, I definitely, I mean, I want to be a rock star. Just kidding, but sort of. Like, that would be obviously plan A, which would be totally amazing, and it's probably never going to happen because, you know, it's 1 million chance. But honestly, I see myself, like, writing songs and selling it to rock stars, and I want to run a recording studio and have a record label, and just, I want to make people famous. There are lots of people out there who are, like, 12,000 times more talented than I am, who really deserve to be, like, just famous, name and lights. And so I really want to get them heard, because honestly, there are some amazing people out there. But my dad and I were actually talking about this last night, funny enough. There's this association of songwriters who you license your music under them, and then you find people to purchase your music, and they will protect that music as you give it to other people to sing and whatnot. And so giving my songs to people who are, like, on the like, in the world, you know, like, their names are out there, that's something I've always wanted to do, but I'm having a hard time figuring out how to do it, because honestly, it doesn't really come with an instruction manual. It's kind of complicated. My friends actually got me for my birthday 5 hours in a recording studio, which is just absolutely magnificently fabulous. And so I am going to record an album, which is super exciting. And I am a musician. But I got up to pick up late.
It's a beautiful